Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I'll find the good in a brand new day. Life's cheap and love is free. Loving every minute,
it's a brand new day.
I'll find the good in
a brand new day.
Life's cheap and love is free.
Hey!
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In the Oval Office, President Trump signing a handful of new executive orders, including establishing a working group on digital assets, including cryptocurrency. The president also responded to a federal judge's ruling today, temporarily blocking his executive order to limit birthright citizenship, siding with several states in a lawsuit saying it violates the 14th Amendment.
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
The federal judge was appointed decades ago by Republican President Ronald Reagan. The Senate will take a full vote on Pete Hegseth's nomination tomorrow for defense secretary after a procedural vote passed today. Drug maker Purdue Pharma, along with owners, the Sackler family, agreed to boost their settlement to $7.4 billion in the latest attempt to resolve nationwide opioid litigation and dangerous cold, snow and ice crippling parts of the South. This is ABC News. In the UK, Axel Rudakabana, the teen accused of fatally stabbing three young girls at a Taylor Swift theme party last July, was sentenced today to more than 50 years in prison.
The judge heard the victim impact statements, this from the relatives of those three little girls who were killed and the others who were injured. And these proceedings were interrupted twice with the attacker saying that he was feeling ill and that he said he'd been suffering from chest pains. The proceedings were interrupted or were stopped at that point. And there was a point where he was actually shouting in the courtroom, so he was removed.
ABC's Marcus Moore in London. Ireland bracing for a rare hurricane, the strongest to hit the country in more than a century. The system is expected to bring wind gusts that could exceed 80 miles per hour in the hardest hit areas, including southwestern Ireland. It is the fifth major storm to target the region this winter. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Your forecast tonight calling for temperatures down to 3 below with light winds, mostly clear. Friday, some morning sunshine with clouds gradually rolling in. Highs of 20, south winds 8 to 14. Friday night, look for cloudy skies with a few flurries possible, lows of 15. And Saturday, partly cloudy, slight chance of flurries through midday, highs of 33. With winds out of the northeast at 12, out of the northeast at 9, it's 12 degrees.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
100.9 WRCO.
Treating love like a battlefield and taking it slow. Will you blink? What do you think? The union we propose is dangerous, I know. Game.
For ABC News, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center.
Get lost. Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
And it's 11 minutes after 4 o'clock. I'm Bo Hendricks with you for a little while longer. Coming in a little bit, we'll hear from the birthday boy himself, Michael Hernan. That's right, one of our own celebrating a birthday today. But he will help be on the air and will be helping engineer tonight's game, as it will be Dodgeville at River Valley. Phil Nee will be on location for girls basketball pregame time of around 7:15 right here on FM 100.9 and online at WRCO.com. Here's Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott. Double Dylan, back home boys. Boys back home.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home.
Up her children and she herds them to the car and drives down to the mega church, can't find a place to park. Then she feels a little guilty when she takes his name in vain, so she folds her last $2 and she drops them in the plate. It's Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America. Out of kilter from sleeping on concrete, and he'd like to have some breakfast, but he'd trade it for a drink. And those early morning joggers, they're quick to pass him by, and the ones that drop a dollar, they don't dare look him in the eye. Another Sunday morning, Sunday morning in America.
for, and the arms that are wrap around him when he comes walking through that door. Some Sunday morning. There's a lot of things wrong in America, but I thank God for those who lay down their lives to make this place my home. Smell the eggs and bacon, I hear the church bells ring, cheerleaders shaking on a 57-inch big screen TV, and there's trucks on the highway.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
At Cleary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Cleary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Cleary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Cleary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Archie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
When it comes to mobile service, support makes all the difference. Y-Connect Wireless offers the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network, paired with the friendly local customer care you trust. Stay connected with big coverage and small-town service that's always there for you. Experience the 5G network you deserve, backed by a team that knows your name. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 5:30, and Saturdays 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless. Big service, local care. Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters, Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
100.9 WURCO. I held you when I saw you, and still I could not believe. Face to face with an angel, they're staring right back at me. Placed in these working man's arms by the hands of the Father. Oh, Mary, full of grace, bless the love between daddies and daughters. Tucking you in, reading goodnight moon every night. Then kneeling down, saying our prayers side by side. Down on my knees with you, I swear I never stood taller. Oh, Mary, full of grace. Bless the love between daddies and daughters. Every time I see you now, I can't remember nothing about anything before. And more and more I realize yours was not the only life day that you were born. Bless the angels that brought you in the love between daddies and daughters. We'll be right back.
sacred place, safe from all time and all distance, there you will remain. The faith you've had in me made me and my faith so much stronger. For the blessings you brought me and the lessons you've taught me are merely full of grace, bless the love between daddies and daughters. Bless the angels that brought you and the love between daddies and daughters.
In a ball field, then they rebuild. Talk about tough people. She was 4 years old when they got the news. It was in her little lungs, it was stage two. Mama spent every night by her bed, and daddy shaved his head. Talk about tough people. Yeah, there were plenty of times she could have gave up, but she did. She fought like hell till she rang that bell in Memphis. Oh, there's a whole lot of bad in the world out there. Oh, and it's hard to keep going when it don't seem fair. Keep on fighting when your back's against the wall. Keep on getting back up when you fall. Keep on keeping your head held high, 'cause I evil, and tough times make tough people. It's a single mom working two jobs a day, and a farmer barely getting by needing rain. It's a grandma waiting tables working through the pain. It's a cop on a call running in gun drawn, 'cause a shooter's in a schoolhouse hallway. Flag on it, it's home, don't it? Talk about tough people.
some tough people.
News on WRCO is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stop by 880 North Orange Street today and see the difference. A difference your animals will notice.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In the Oval Office, President Trump signing a handful of new executive orders, including establishing a working group on digital assets, including cryptocurrency. The president also responded to a federal judge's ruling today, temporarily blocking his executive order to limit birthright citizenship, siding with several states in a lawsuit saying it violates the 14th Amendment.
Obviously, we'll appeal it. They put it before a certain judge in Seattle, I guess, right? And there's no surprises with that judge.
The federal judge was appointed decades ago by Republican President Ronald Reagan. The Senate will take a full vote on Pete Hegseth's nomination tomorrow for defense secretary after a procedural vote passed today. Drug maker Purdue Pharma, along with owners, the Sackler family, agreed to boost their settlement to $7.4 billion in the latest attempt to resolve nationwide opioid litigation and dangerous cold, snow and ice crippling parts of the South. This is ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. There's high school boys basketball in the area tonight. Lafarge at Weston, Riverdale at Cuba City, and Mineral Point at Boscobel among the games. In girls basketball, Platteville at Lancaster, Prairie du Chien at Richland Center. It's varsity only, getting underway around 6:30. And Dodgeville at River Valley in area girls basketball from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. It's the second time around playing league teams for Coach Joe Woodhouse and the River Valley girls.
Yeah, we played them earlier this year. I think they only had, you know, if I remember off the top of my head, one or two, you know, upperclassmen. They lost a few of their leading players from last year, and then I don't think a couple of the older girls decided to come back. So they're really kind of relying on a couple of sophomores with 20 and 22. They're kind of their main two girls.
Coach Joe Woodhouse, River Valley, hosting Dodgeville tonight among the area girls basketball games. We'll have it on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. The Bucks get back to action this evening after the game with New Orleans was postponed last night. Milwaukee will be hosting the Miami Heat. And the University of Wisconsin volleyball team is among the top money-earning women's college sports programs. The Badgers are third, according to Sportico.com. Only UConn women's basketball and Nebraska volleyball rank higher. Ticket sales for the 22-23 season generated more than $1.5 million for Wisconsin athletics. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Cooling down tonight, looking at lows of 3 below, light winds, otherwise mostly clear.
Some morning sunshine will help us warm up a bit on Friday. Highs of 20, but clouds gradually rolling in throughout the day. South winds 8 to 14. Friday night, lows of 15. Cloudy, a few flurries possible. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy. Slight chance for flurries through midday. Highs of 33. It's a clear 12 degrees with no precipitation. The barometer slightly up to 30.21, and winds are out of the northeast at 6. Again, it is currently 12 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Style. And I'm not your way. I set a friend of mine up on a date, and I told him I'd watch his son for the day. And we had a ball, playing games, eating dogs, riding rides at the county fair. I thought that he was just being a kid. When we got back to my place, and he did what he did on a balloon that he'd won, he wrote, "Mama, I had fun. I missed you, I wished you were there." I wasn't sure what he had in mind till he jumped up and ran outside, and he let it go. He waved goodbye, or was it hello? I don't know, but I died inside. I can still see his excitement, struggled for something to say, but I was too choked up and lacking the kind of faith he had in his heart. Before I could start, he led me back inside. He gave me his Crayola pen and said, "I bet there's a message that you'd like to send." No doubt he was right. He'd been locked up inside since my granddaddy said goodbye. I took that yellow balloon and I wrote till I ran out of room. Then I set a friend of mine up on a date.
The Balloon Song here on Country and Community. But right now, it's time for the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery, combining a love for quality, a passion for community, and creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. In 1975, Cal Worthington received the unhappy news that his father was dead. A heart attack, the official certificate said, but Cal found out that was not entirely true. And he made that discovery in the garden outside his dad's home, on the very spot where the old gentleman had died. There were clues all along, At the age of 7 and with only a few months' education under his belt, Cal's dad went to work on the family farm. As a young man venturing out into the world, he took whatever jobs were available, road building, factory work, then World War II. Dad became a pipe fitter in a shipyard. Turned out he had a talent for interpreting blueprints and for memorizing the guns of the great battleships. When the war was over, the shipyard closed, so Dad went to work in a cotton mill. His whole life was devoted to family and work, and in that order. He'd once heard a radio preacher say that a man who doesn't provide for his family is worse than a thief. Dad quoted that often. Cal also remembered the times he and his father went swimming in the pond, and the times they stole out after dark to spy on the night sky. The years passed, and Cal grew up and grew into a family of his own. When Mom died, Cal and his wife asked Dad to come live with them, but Dad preferred the little frame house he had shared with his own bride. He would stay there and tend the garden of which he was so proud. It was in that garden that a neighbor found him one morning, sprawled amid the dewy green and the furrowed earth. So Dad was gone, and Cal was grieved, although somewhat prepared. Those last months had been difficult ones for Dad, in and out of the hospital, a series of mild heart attacks. His doctor had seen him every week, had prescribed the proper medication, and the medication had helped. But one thing bothered Cal. The doctor had just written a new prescription for Dad's nitroglycerin pills, and the druggist had filled that prescription. In the event of another attack, Cal's father was instructed to place one of those pills under his tongue. The medicine might have sustained him when the last attack came, might have kept him alive at least long enough for him to summon help. But when Dad's body was discovered, his nitroglycerin pills were not. An hour before the funeral service, Cal took a walk in his father's garden, and kneeling over the spot where Dad had died, Cal learned the awful, ironic truth. Because there, partly submerged in the soft earth, Cal found a brick. A brick. And beneath the brick, battered but unbroken, was a plastic bottle. A bottle of pills. Nitroglycerin pills. Because, you see, Cal Worthington's father had worked all his life. He understood complex blueprints and mighty battleships and mill machinery. But he had never learned to read. So he could not have read the critical instruction on the druggist's new prescription bottle, child-proof cap, push down and twist to unlock. Only now you know the rest of the story.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed computer doctors. They'll build the computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I'm the four-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in the screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st, 2025. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 23rd and Friday, January 24th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. Parents and guardians may register their child online and sign up for a screening appointment for their child by following two links located on the Ithaca Public Schools Facebook page regarding screening. When arriving for a screening appointment, families will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While children are working with our school staff, parents will learn how they can help their child to be prepared for school and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If parents or guardians have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513, or emailing brittany@ithaca.k12.wi.us. Additional information and forms will be sent to families prior to the screening date. We look forward to meeting our future Bulldogs.
100.9 WRC.
That old familiar meant to kill your middle finger, rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be hard, bro. But I got a beer in my hand, and I got it raised up high. I ain't got to give it my damn right. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies, dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the deer stand. Feeling this high. Try, but I got a beer in my-
days. I holler at the ladies dancing like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh up out the theater stand. Feeling this high.
Living on Life Number 9, Martina McBride. Well, the news, sponsored by Wilson Door and Construction, discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Another round of executive orders signed today by President Trump, including one focused on digital assets. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
This executive order says that there will be a working group, a group established by the president, to evaluate the potential creation and maintenance of a national digital asset stockpile. This is something we've heard a lot about, a Bitcoin strategic reserve. So similar to what you might think of when you think of gold as a strategic reserve.
The president also announced he's issuing pardons.